Live from the Schmoes No Network Studios in Los Angeles, California, it's time for Box Office Breakdown, where all the weekend numbers get crunched up, analyzed, and spit back in your face. And now, here's your host, the diabolical Finstock, and every man's hero, J.T.E.
And I guess I have to add my name to that, guys. Yeah. Hi, hello, Schmoville. That is really fun to say. Okay, I'm Sarah Stretton, and I came in because I heard and saw that you two were a little hard to deal with last week. I mean, you couldn't even get them to show up.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had no control over that aspect.
Okay.
Well, the international flights last week were mayhem. Over in, I was coming back from Honduras. It was weird.
Really? Yeah. Cool. Okay, we'll just get you a seatbelt attached to that seat.
Is your real name Sarah?
Yes.
Okay. Because you look like a girl that I was dating in the summer of 09 in Prague. I mean, is that something?
What year did he say?
2009, I believe you said?
Yeah.
And how old are you, Finstock?
Well, I mean, that's undetermined. Origin.
Well, 2009, I was in high school.
Really?
So definitely it's a possibility then.
Sure, that was...
It's a possibility.
It might be.
Illegal. I was not in Prague and nowhere near you.
Okay.
So, let's get on with the show. Let's start with, you guys, top five at the box office this past weekend.
Yeah.
Number one, No Good Deed, coming in with $24.5 million. Number two, Dolphin Tale 2, $16.5. Then we go back to our normal Guardians of the Galaxy, now coming in at number three, finally dropping down about 8 million, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 4.8 million, and rounding up the top five, Let's Be Cops at 4.3. So finally we saw some change in the box office after week of Guardians, which I personally was very happy with because I loved the movie, but we needed some fresh meat, I guess one could say.
I agree. I think, you know, there was definitely, it wasn't a clear-cut winner. I mean, coming into last week, we didn't think there was going to be. I mean, it was neck and neck between Dolphin Tale and No Good Deed. You know, No Good Deed actually made it right, you know? It made a ton of money. $24 million for an urban tale like that is pretty phenomenal, and Sony's laughing all the way to the bank.
They're laughing all the bank. I mean, it didn't do as well in the ratings for it. I mean, audiences are giving it, Rotten Tomatoes, about a 71. Critics are giving it closer to 15. But that was still enough to get it all this money.
Yes.
Have you guys seen it?
No. I mean, even though that it is fresh meat for this weekend, mm-hmm. I was not excited for either of these movies.
I seen it a long time ago, and it was called Straw Dogs with Dustin Hoffman.
Yes.
You know,
much better movie.
That was a Sam Peckinpah.
You can't say it's a much better movie unless you see this one.
I've seen Straw Dogs. It is a classic.
It's classic.
I'm sorry, Sam Peckinpah. And who directed this? I don't even know his name.
Who did direct this? We can pull this up.
Was it F. Gary Gray?
I mean, just the
reviews.
No
Good Deed was Sam Miller. And he does mostly TV.
Yes. Okay.
And that's also how he got Idris Elba in, because they did Luther together.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So they've worked together in the past. But a lot of the critics are saying that No Good Deed is kind of on the dumber end. That was a word that was thrown a lot around in their commentary.
It got trashed on Rotten Tomatoes.
You know what it disturbs me about home invasion movies? It's always like a really good-looking guy. It's like either Jared Leto or like Idris Elba or Ray Liotta. I mean, he'd not be the main great-looking, but I mean, it's never like a really like trolly-looking like guy with like a pear body and no neck. You know what I mean? So I think girls, when they get home invasion by these guys, they start to think, and that's why they let him in. They're like, hey, maybe he's all right, and he's sexy as well.
Yeah, definitely. Any attractive guy comes to our door, just let them in, see what happens.
Well, I think you got to be a good judge of character.
Oh, I love what is this music?
That was the More You Know, I believe, jingle.
That was a fact stock.
The fact stock from Finstock. I don't understand you yet. I'm also not understanding the mask. I feel disowned. I came in here with donuts for these guys, thinking I'm going to be like friendly, and you turned me down.
Well, I can't. I'm a torso model. I can't do that. I gotta watch my weight. It's for Kmart and stuff like that, but still, it pays well.
I mean, you know, that makes me feel bad about myself because I had like three.
Yeah, but you know, your girl's metabolism is a hell of a lot quicker. Just drink a couple of glasses of cold, really cold water when you wake up in the morning, and you can eat whatever you want.
I think you're supposed to drink hot water.
No. It's cold water. It speeds up the metabolism. Trust me, I know.
I don't trust you.
I'm learning so much just sitting here. I feel like I'm learning so much.
You're learning so much about the health instead of the box office.
Holy cow.
But then we get Dolphin Tale 2. Yeah. Which,
speaking of water,
we get a new, we get another kids movie. We haven't had a lot. This is a very family friendly film. It's being portrayed as totally wholehearted. Got Morgan Freeman in it. They did well in their first run. This is coming out, I believe, 3 years after. First one opened in 2011.
Yes.
And it's doing pretty well. I think that this is a 1 week thing, though. I think Dolphin Tale is dropping way low next week.
You know, the powers wanted in the 20s, and you know, Warner Brothers and everybody else, to get the four multiple, but, and I predicted it was going to do 100 million. It's not. You know, you got the Maze Runner next week, and then Box Trolls is coming out the week after that.
Exactly.
So it's going to be, yeah. They'll be looking to get to 60 now.
It was a $36 million budget. Made 16. It's probably going to get close to that in its entire run here. Box Trolls is coming up in a couple weeks, and that, I think, is just going to bury it by the time it comes out.
Yeah,
it's not going to make enough money by the time Box Trolls comes out.
So
you don't think it has enough room to grow?
We're talking domestic. No, I don't think it's going to hit past 40.
Well, if you look at the Dolphin Tale 1, which got a domestic gross of about $72 million on a $37 million budget, which got them to bring this back because it did break in a few bucks and then we're dropping. I don't think they're making it back on the second, but I understand why they put the effort into making this film.
Of course. I think, if this does 50 in the box office, I think you'll see a 3, maybe straight to DVD, you know?
It's definitely straight to DVD.
There's people who like these movies. I mean, who could deny a paraplegic dolphin? I mean, you'll get Morgan Freeman to do it again.
It's this generation's Flipper.
That's true.
Let's not get carried away. Let's not put Dolphin Tale up with Flipper, okay?
And Flubber.
Paul Hogan was in Flipper. That alone gives it the edge.
How did you bring in Flubber?
I thought that's an animal in it, right? It's a piece of
It's a
jello.
Piece of goop.
I mean,
it's an animal. It's a living organism.
Flubber, Flipper. It could be like his cousin. That's the closest thing.
And
you
Flubber's
get.
Way more about Robin Williams than about the actual dolphin.
We need an elephant movie again. We need another Operation Dumbo drop.
Yes.
It's okay. We've got Tusk coming, but that's Walrus.
That's a different audience, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's true.
We're going with the animal theme, and that's opening this next week, and I'm excited about it. As opposed to, I can't say that I was all in for Dolphin Tale 2 or No Good Deed. I need new material. It's coming next week. I'm getting pumped. I'm getting excited. What are you guys looking forward to?
What's coming out this weekend?
What's coming out this weekend?
It's the new Liam Neeson film, I believe, this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I love how ever since he's done Taken, every single trailer for his movie has a shot where he's on a cell phone. I mean, Unstoppable, his co-star was a cell phone.
Yes.
And that's now this, much it. And if you see the trailer for these movies, again, there's a guy talking to him on a cell phone like, you know what's going on. And that's all I need for Liam Neeson because it brings me back to Taken.
You know what a little known Finstock fact is? That was Harrison Ford was attached to star in that.
Yeah.
In A Walk Among the Tombstones.
Yes.
Which is opening this weekend.
But he had to drop out because of a little movie called Star Wars.
Oh, what a choice.
This is a small film.
Yeah, because he didn't know he was going to be in Star Wars until they told him. And he's like, see you later, Tombstone.
But you can't turn that down.
Yeah.
And that has had so much press overall. Every week we're getting more and more news. And I know you guys do. Schmoes does tons of coverage of Star Wars press, which I'm sure you guys can find on schmoesnews.com.
Oh, yeah.
So keep checking it out. Keep tuning in. Let's get back to this week's box office. I want to round out the rest of the top 10. So we talked about the top 5. And also, good thing to notice, last week we had 0 first week movies in the top 5. We had 0 first week movies in the top 10. And this week we've got 3 first week movies. Obviously, as we said, No Good Deed, Dolphin Tale 2, and then number 6, The Drop. Number 7, we've got If I Stay Back. Number 8, The November Man. Number 9, The Giver. And number 10, The 100-Foot Journey. So we went from 0 to 3 number ones back. Of course, the third spot, Guardians of the Galaxy, is on its 7th week. But that's an interesting point.
Yeah, I mean, this weekend was the last one, or last week before that was the last one you're going to see this. From here on out, you're going to see a plethora of movies, you know, first weeks that are going to be number ones from here to probably New Year.
I mean, hopefully. That's what we got in the beginning of this summer, where every week we had a new movie competing for that number one spot.
Yes.
It was changing it up from Maleficent to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles all over the box. And then as soon as Guardians got here, towards midsummer, they just took over for... And then the 7 weeks, I think they were number one about... I want to say 5 times.
I think 4, yeah. The big thing for me was The Drop was number 6. Just missed the top 5. And it was like 1,000 less theaters and all these other movies. So it kind of shows you there's appetite out there for like more films. And it's Tom Hardy and it's the last film of James Gandolfini.
Right, and they're marketing it as that as well.
And that's where the adults are going. I think more adults are going to see that than the other two films that landed number one and two.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah, and we already, I know you guys talked about the repeat viewership is going to the Guardians and to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What is that giant size?
Who keeps seeing Ninja Turtles? Yeah. Like, who is seeing this movie three or four times?
It's 13-year-olds, man.
If you're over 13 and you've seen this movie three or four times, you need to talk to your parents and they need to help. They need to send you somewhere. Maybe a mental institution. I'm not really sure.
Did you watch it?
Of course not.
Of course he didn't. No.
Does he have a stance on like, I feel like every time I'm going to ask you if you've seen this movie, you're going to tell me no. What movies do you see?
I've seen Let's Be Cops.
Oh.
I see movies that some of my friends are involved in. Or if it's something that I really kind of like, I don't know, I like a lot of erotic thrillers. I'll see an erotic thriller once it opens, that's for sure.
So you didn't see No Good Deed? Not erotic. It's a thriller, but not erotic.
No.
Gotcha.
I told you, I watched Straw Dogs already. Just rent that.
There you go.
I really don't know what to say to him. I'm trying to put the pieces together. One hand, I've got now erotic thrillers, which now explains the mask. Need to hide your face from some people. Okay, sometimes. I get it. We're moving on. Thank you for the stuff.
How about to Let's Be Cops?
Why don't you tell me some actual useful information? I'm pretty sure you have some stats of the day.
Well, I mean, there's No Good Deed. I mean, it was great marketing. And they just really, they knocked it out of the park and it was there. Dolphin Tale 2.
I felt like all their marketing was just centered on the fact that they had people who had been really, really strong actors. It wasn't really centered on the plot. If you're looking at the poster, you've got it up there that she was nominated for Best Supporting Actress. You've got him nominated there for a Golden Globe. That is what I've seen the marketing as.
It's the creep factor. I think they did a really creepy thing. And people want to see creepy sometimes.
See, but from the marketing, what I get from the posters is that they're in this scenario together. They don't portray him as being the one to fear. Hmm. They're just putting them both out there side by side, just the two of them. I don't get the family aspect. You get the house in the background.
Yeah.
But I don't think the marketing is selling the creepy. I think it's trying to sell that you have two really good actors in a thriller.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you have star power there. They're going to use that because the premise is nothing new.
No,
it's there's so many copycat movies like this. Mm-hmm. You gotta kind of sell the talent because
that's true too. But the home invasion movies are done for so cheap, and the rewards are very heavy. You know, if you do if you're making this movie for $13 million and it pops off at 24, opening weekend, you're basically covering your P&A almost as well. Mm-hmm. So everything else from here on out is just probably clean money.
Yeah, then you get Sony's the DVD pocket. Sales, mm-hmm. Blu-rays and all that. It's just extra money in the bank.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the home invasion movie is where we're going with. Is that our list of this week?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
All right. So let's start. Number one, not in the scary genre at all.
Yeah.
But Home Alone, which is $476 million. Dollars. Number two, Panic Room at $196 million. The Purge, $89 million. The Strangers, $82 million. And Unlawful Entry. 57. Number five.
The Ray Liotta classic.
Kurt Russell classic also.
Yeah, both of them. But the crazy thing about Strangers is it made $82 million, but it was only made for three.
Yeah.
I mean, that is unbelievable amounts of profit.
Well, you brought it up a little bit. The home invasion movie, one of the reasons the budget is so low is you look at it practically. Typically, you've got one location. You're not, unless you're getting into the supernatural, you're not dealing with CGI. You have a relatively small cast, all in the same set. Just practically, it's easy to shoot.
We could shoot one in this studio right now.
Yeah, we could.
Like a hamburger budget.
A hamburger budget?
Yeah, a couple of bucks.
Are you who? Only if I can be the home invader.
Oh, I'd love that.
Perfect.
You're fantastic.
We have a new project. It's called Schmo's Note, Home Invasion of the Studio.
It's called Reverse Role Play. I like that.
Yeah, it is reverse role play.
No, you guys. No reverse role play. There will be no role play. Okay. I'm just going to keep moving on.
Yeah.
Every single time you guys go off, we're going to the next subject, guys.
It's perfect.
All right, international numbers. Bringing it out. Lucy. Keep talking about Lucy. Added $25 million overseas to the weekend, bringing it to $231 million.
That's just astronomical. shows Scarlett has that power. And what's the guy's Luc Besson? Is that who directed
it? Yeah, Luc Besson directed it, yeah.
He's been doing stuff since Professional, and people just love that guy. And his nuances in the movie are amazing.
Well, here I felt like Lucy, it had the hype, it had good marketing, people were playing off of it. It hit, and no one really had anything good to say, yeah. So it just dropped off the radar. But it's carrying on overseas because people are hanging on to those names, and it's not as much about the quality of the movie sometimes.
Correct. I mean, it did 100 domestic, 100 and change, actually.
Maybe it beat Hercules, which I don't think anybody planned. No one thought it was going to be Hercules.
The original Hercules?
No. Well, which one?
Well, the one with Kevin Lutz or whatever his name is.
No, I thought you were talking about...
The original this year's Hercules.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about Steve Reeves, I think that's his name.
Is that who it was?
The original Hercules? Old school?
Yeah. It was Schwarzenegger.
Well, let me... First of all...
They all blend together.
I said this last week. The trailer, it's... Scarlett Johansson kicking ass, mm-hmm. And I think she has Marvel to thank for that.
Of course,
people see that, and they basically built her into this brand of action hero, and I think that's why all the internationals are making the money. I think that's why everybody went that opening weekend.
She's definitely nailed that market. It's interesting because when we did just see her being the voice of movies like Her, and that's not where she's getting a lot of the recognition, mm-hmm. is in those love movies, and that I thought was a good token to her talent. Being able to carry that role just solely on voice, being trapped in a box, and that movie was fantastic.
That was my favorite movie of 2014.
I agree, it's up there. I think, and she did amazing. And she was recast as that voice because in Her, she wasn't originally cast.
Yeah, they had a different actress. Mm-hmm. They're doing a whole thing.
It was Della Reese.
Mm-hmm. And she did a lot of the scenes with Joaquin Phoenix, and then they brought in Scarlett Jo after. But really, this is where a lot of her money and a lot of her popularity is coming in, this kick-ass arena. Next, we've got Into the Storm with $14.2 million overseas this weekend. And to date, that means the movie's grossed $87.6 million. Sex Tape reached a handful of European markets and took $11.5 million, so $61
million. Wow.
Do you have something to say about Sex Tape?
Yeah,
59. Is that up your alley? Yeah,
$59 million of it was in Brazil.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean,
all South America. All of South America.
In the party nations?
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles opened first place in Australia with 6.3. Overall, 10.5 million for a total of 138.9.
And I mean,
I know nothing.
Turtles, here's the thing. You have a built-in brand.
We know you're disappointed.
You got a built-in brand from the early 90s, late 80s. Mm-hmm. So I don't care like how bad the movie is. Because that brand's been with so many people since they were a kid, it was going to make money anyway. It was going to make money no matter how good it was.
And with the products, and they've been pushing...
I mean, cartoons, lunchboxes, toys. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
List goes on and
it's
on.
More than a movie, put it that way.
Pizza, Papa John's had like some promotion going on.
Well, these movies were released recently, but they've had room to grow, versus Divergent, which we got months ago, but is finally opening in China this weekend and already earned $10 million in 7 days and is now taking $134 million overseas.
Do you know what it's called in China?
Are you going to tell me?
Yeah.
What
Detergent.
Are you lying?
No. I swear.
That has got to be a lie.
No.
Is that just a misprint when they send a copy over there?
There's a little game we're going to play in right after we do this, and I'm going to show you that kind of makes some sense.
Okay.
What do you think the inspiration behind detergent is?
You know, they don't know what divergent means over there, but they know what detergent means. So they're like, yeah, let's just go see it. I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
I mean, is she brainwashed? That's the only way I could think of maybe she would call it detergent.
That's a possibility as well.
I'm with you, JT. Yeah. I think maybe it was a typo. A
typo, right? Like, yeah, I feel like it was a typo.
Maybe.
Okay, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, $9.5 million this weekend, which brings total to, we're getting our big numbers now, $461.8 million. It's continued to play well in China and has earned over $95 million total there. Guardians of the Galaxy... Back to one of my favorites of the summer, opened to $2.1 million in Japan, which kind of shows it's still underwhelming, especially the Marvel Cinematic Universe Japan. Still, Guardians has now banked over $305 million in foreign markets and still has China and Italy on the way next month.
It's going to do gangbusters.
I'm curious why Japan, Marvel films did not get in Japan. What is that
agree.
About?
I think that I've been trying to kind of figure that one out. China, I think it is more of, you know, it's the blockbuster movies. Yeah. They want everything American. Japan has a really strong tie to culture. Okay. They have a huge just history in their type of action filmmaking.
Do they not believe in space? Wait. Or is it just it's not just Guardians.
It's not just Guardians. It's all Marvel movies. And I think that for me, I interpret it as some sort of something more historical, where Japan does have a history in filmmaking, a lot of samurai movies, a lot of long, drawn out
the Kung Fu movies.
Kurosawa.
The silent movies.
Yeah, Run Run Shaw and those guys.
But, so they have their own set of classics, and I'm wondering if Marvel's just too far away from that. They obviously still see them, but it doesn't make as much of a cultural impact.
With Marvel, can Booth Guy say something?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Booth Guy is saying that Japan has a very rich culture in not comics, but anime and manga in general already.
True.
So mostly people are going for what they're fans of that. They don't really look to American comic books very often, so the movies don't really have that national appeal to them.
Exactly. That's actually, it's not as ingrained in their culture.
I got another theory. If Marvel could superimpose Pat Morita's head on somebody, I think they'll make a ton of money over there.
Now we're talking.
I love that guy. Well, Karate Kid Part 2 is, you know, one of the biggest grossing films of all time in Japan.
That's what they did with Yoda, I believe. When they did the Star Wars films over there, they put Pat Morita on Yoda's body.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Because he's like a teacher. He teaches, you know, Luke. They couldn't buy it when it was Al Guinness.
No.
But Pat Morita?
Fact. Yeah. That's a fact.
They buy it.
Okay. Interesting. You guys.
Should we go into my game since we're coming off the...
Coming off of
international
Asian
news?
Markets? Please.
This is a very interesting game. We're going to be doing a weekly, you know, questionnaire and trivia on this. I think it will work, and the fans can play along at home. And
it's, are we supposed to play too?
Yeah, explain this.
So fans are playing and we're playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to give you five names of movies that are in China. And it's the American...
Only China.
It's the foreign title for American films.
Oh, okay. So it's a translation of what the American title would be.
Absolutely.
I gotcha.
So you would have told us Detergent and we would guess Divergent.
Although
I would never have gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have not. I would have said Car Wash or something.
Or like How to Lose a Guy in 40 Days or something like that. Or 10 Days. Okay. You want to start? You want to go with this?
Go.
Sure. Yeah. I'm a,
shoot.
Gets the most wins.
I'm waiting.
Well, I think
Let's
it's
going
to be very interesting.
It should be good.
This movie is called... His powerful device makes him famous.
I got it. Iron Man.
That would be incorrect.
Ah, damn it.
That
His
was a
powerful
good
device.
It's a device, so it's some sort of technology.
Maybe. It could be, it could be determined as that, yeah.
Can I have a hint?
There's no hints.
It was made in 1996.
So I was five?
Yeah.
Would I have watched it?
I hope you did.
So was it rated PG?
The answer is Boogie Nights.
Oh!
His device.
I got you.
Okay. Yeah, no, I wasn't going to get that.
Definitely wouldn't have
to
get
I wonder
that.
If you should tell us or should we wait till next week so they can guess?
No, we got to tell.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll play along as
well. Here's a pretty good one.
Okay. All right, here we go.
I'm drunk and you're a prostitute.
I still think this is The Hangover. You tried to guess this one earlier, and I think it was The Hangover.
I'm drunk, leaving Las Vegas?
Think
about...
Yes.
What?
That is correct, JTI.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Leaving Las Vegas. He was drunk, and she was a prostitute.
These titles are
just a hooker.
Are just a simple way of explaining what the movie's about, basically.
Okay.
This is a very good one, too.
Okay.
So it's 1-0. Just send him to university unqualified.
Just send him to university unqualified.
Unqualified.
Yeah. You know, in China.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
They skip words.
No name
just
university.
Send him to university unqualified.
Steven, you got anything?
Orange County?
Close. But it's from the 80s. And I'll give you a little hint. And,
I got Animal House.
No, and it's one of Tom Cruise's first movies.
Whose?
One of Tom Cruise's first movies.
Send him to university unqualified.
Risky Business?
No, that's not you. It's in a house.
That would be correct. Whiskey Business.
I'm totally failing at this game.
That would be correct.
Me and China.
This is a very
not
interesting
in the same way
one.
Blank.
Mr. Cat Poop. I'm not kidding. This is real.
Joking.
The Pink Panther.
Garfield. Keep going.
No, you'll never get it. It's the movie starring Jack Nicholson, As Good as It Gets.
Wait,
the
that was the
title?
The whole title was Mr.
Cat
Poop?
Mr. Cat Poop.
I thought that was the beginning.
His
I was
going to
go
movie,
with like Meet the Fox.
His name in the movie is Melvin.
Panther. I'm trying
right?
here.
His name in the movie is Melvin, and apparently that's closely related to like a cat poop thing. And that's the truth.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well,
I feel like the first four you were telling me the truth on, I feel like that one was a complete lie made up out of nowhere.
All right. Let's move on.
Is that accurate?
Was that four? Or is there one more?
I think that's it.
Okay. Okay. Well, I got one more thing.
I would be so confused if I went to a theater in China.
But I got one more thing on this little topic, and then we're off it.
Okay.
The last 14 Schwarzenegger movies in China have the word devil in it. So it's like Devil Commando,
Predator.
The Devil Predator, the Devil Machine. But then it starts getting really weird because those are like okay.
Yeah.
But then it's like Kindergarten Cop, and it's called King Devil Teaches Little Children. And then Junior is Devil Baby. I'm serious.
They don't like him.
They really don't like him.
And Twins is Big Devil with Little Friend. That's the name.
Is Devil like a...
Do you have this written down? How do you memorize this?
Is Devil like a complimentary word over there?
But then this is the one's right, though. It's The Last Stand. It's Devil, please stop making movies because you're out of shape and nobody wants to see him anymore. That's the title as well.
Yeah. Okay. Don't believe you. I was right. You lost track after the last one. Unless you can prove this to me on paper, or JT with actual facts can bring this up. I don't.
Ash Mobile asked him to tweet that out or Facebook it. I guarantee 99% of this stuff.
Let
is
me
right.
know if he's lying. I need some sort of truth detector for you. But we also have another game. Another game where guys are going to get into.
Okay.
It's more of a bet.
Okay.
More of a bet than a game. So every week, or last week, you guys made some predictions about the upcoming box office. I have to say that Finstock won and was right about this week. But it doesn't count for the game because I wasn't here, so it's null and void.
Well, I have a bachelor's degree in street knowledge and a master's degree in smartness and a doctorate in sexy.
I didn't see smartness.
From what university?
I never saw that class, smartness.
The University of Phoenix.
Right. Well, you do not get a point. So every week we're going to pick our picks for what's going to come out next week, who's going to be top of the box office. When one of us gets to five correct weeks in a row or correct weeks in general, something's going to happen. And I want to throw it to you guys out there in Schmoville to give us what the winner of or loser of this bet is going to have to do.
Oh, no. You're putting it in their hands?
I am.
No.
Right.
Okay, so wait a minute.
I'm looking for help. I want to connect with them. So I'm just meeting them.
So even though last week you weren't here.
You don't.
But I did go 5 for 5.
But it doesn't matter.
Because everybody on Box Office Sunday.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but Box Office Sunday that we do on Schmoes Plus and stuff like that with Cobster. 2 weeks in a row I did it and I was 5 for 5 and everybody on the YouTube comments is like, this guy's a cheater. I think this time people can realize that I didn't cheat because I said
we
it last
do
Monday.
Say it was a week ago. It couldn't have been cheating.
2 weeks in a row I did it and I was 5 for 5 and everybody on the YouTube comments is like, this guy's a cheater. I think this time people can realize that I didn't cheat because I said
we
it last Monday.
We do say it was a week ago. It couldn't have been cheating.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
I just want to clarify that.
I told you. I'm going to just laugh so hard, though. If that's the only one you ever win.
2 weeks in a row, I did it, and I was 5 for 5. And everybody on the YouTube comments is like, this guy's a cheater. I think this time people can realize that I didn't cheat because I said it last Monday.
We do say it was a week ago. It couldn't have been cheating.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
I just want to clarify that.
I told you. I'm going to just laugh so hard, though. If that's the only one you ever win.
Okay.
The point that doesn't count.
I know if I win, I know Schmovo, you should make Sarah here wear the mask for the whole episode.
Oh,
and
no.
I'll just wear a headband.
It's so sweaty.
No, it's not sweaty. It has self-drying mechanism in this thing.
I see it dripping.
It's impossible. Dripping. I don't sweat.
Can you give me your top five for next week, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
JT, you want to go first?
No, go ahead. I want to hear what you got lined up.
Yeah, you're the one who's bragging. I want to see the champ.
I want to see the champ go first.
Okay. Okay, we're going to go with, want me to go from 5 to 1?
Yeah, let's go.
I'll go from 1 to 5. We got Maze Runner, obviously. You know, look, it's a bunch of shirtless little MTV kids with gel in their hair. They're going to get every little kid to go. This movie's going to do 38.
The kids or the teens? Or the young adults.
The tweens and all the right. Twinkies and everybody else that goes there. It's going to do $38 to $40 million.
Okay.
And maybe even more, depending on, I don't know.
Okay, that's your number one. What's your number two?
How drunk people are. Number two is going to be The Walk with the Tombstones, not to be confused with A Walk to Remember with Mandy Moore. And okay. then there's...
ended up in Tombstone.
Yeah. Number three, this is where it gets a little tricky, is... No Good Deed going to drop off that heavy is the Tina Fey movie with Jason Bateman and Adam Driver and all those guys. I'm going to go with, yeah, that, what's it called? If I just,
this is where I leave you.
This is where I leave you. I think that.
Taking number three?
Just by a hair, and I'm talking like Jason Bateman and Adam Driver's hair. They got great hair. So I think it's, I'm going to go by that. Number four is going to be No Good Deed.
Okay.
With maybe like a 70% drop off. You know, 24 would probably make like 12. No, a little less than that, probably like 10. And then I think you're going to see the paraplegic dolphin stay on to the five.
So you think Guardians is completely dropping out of top five?
I think it will this time, yes.
All right.
Yes.
You're saying goodbye to Guardians.
Yes, for the first time in a long time.
Wow. I don't agree with your number three. I'll tell you that right off the top. I'll just give you my top five. Number one, Maze Runner. Okay. I think people are looking for an event film. It's as close as you're going to get for a while. Number two, you're going to go, you know, I almost want to give him number one, Liam Neeson, just because he's so popular lately. But I'll give him number two. I think adults are going to come out. It's got the action thriller vibe. Number three will be this week's number one. I think No Good Deeds will still stay strong enough to hit number three. Number four, I will say Dolphin Tale. Dolphin Tale, because Box Trolls is coming out. $16 million on your opening weekend, it's got to drop.
Okay.
And then number five will be Guardians.
Okay.
I think Guardians is going to stay in top five.
Okay, my number one and my number five are lining up with you. I'm agreeing with number one for Maze Runner. And I'm agreeing with number five for Guardians.
Okay.
In between there...
Wow, what are you doing?
I want to switch it up. And most of that is because I don't think Tombstones is going to make the top five.
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
I just haven't seen enough about it. If you look on Rotten Tomatoes, it doesn't even have a score yet. People aren't...
The basic movie going doesn't care about that. They see Liam Neeson with a cell phone talking tough to somebody. That's all they need.
And a trench coat. It's a wrap.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll karate chop some guy in the neck, and that's it.
I'm giving number two to No Good Deed. Then I'm saying This Is Where I Leave You. Then I kind of am going to have to put Dolphin Tale up there because I just don't think Tombstones is going to make it.
You guys really think This Where I Leave You is going to make that much money? I don't think it's getting that wide of a release.
This Tombstone... it was directed by this guy, Frank Scott, who made his fortune off of writing. Actually, the first thing he ever wrote was an episode of The Wonder Years.
I'm not saying it's not going to be a good movie. I'm not saying I don't want to see it. I'm just saying that I don't think it has the publicity behind it to make that jump into the top five. Top 10, definitely.
But what do you think about, you know, This Is Where I Leave You? I mean, it's basically like...
Star power.
But it's the same thing
and
as like...
And a lot of new names and people who've been
like
around for a while.
Death from a funeral or death... of a funeral or any kind of thing where everybody gets back together because somebody dies and then somebody has sex in like the bathroom and a midget pops out of the closet and everybody like goes over and something else happens and the grandmother crashes a car.
It's definitely not the vibe I was getting from the poster.
That's what happens in this movie.
It's like death of a funeral. Movies like Home for the Holidays is not a movie like
it's
that.
It's just like it's a
family, dysfunctional family comes together and they get along and they fight. And
exactly.
Well, I'm seeing personally three movies this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it four. I would see Maze Runner. I would see This Is Where I Leave You. I'm also going to go specialty box office with Tusk and The Zero Theorem, both of which are going
to
be really good.
You want Tusk to do good.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I told you I was going to talk about Tusk.
I mean, are you infatuated with Justin Long? Like, what's the deal?
I just think I do like Justin Long, actually.
Okay.
I just think it's going to be a really well-made movie. If you guys haven't seen the trailer, check it out. I used to call this movie Walrus because the hashtag is, I believe, Walrus Yes.
Elephant Tusk.
No.
That's what it should be.
You are highly mistaken. Go see it. I think you're going to love it.
I don't know. Tell Kevin's
you guys, not my we
speed.
Have our bets in. They have been placed. We need you guys in Schmoville to let us know what the winners and losers of our bets should be. Also, keep commenting on our YouTube, on our channels. We love comments, subscriptions. We need those to keep the show running.
Yes.
Last week, we got number six. Number six shabby. In film and TV. We want to get that up there, though. Number one.
Yes.
So I'm so glad to be here and to be joining you guys. Hopefully I can keep these boys a little bit in their seats from now on, not leaving and not being part of the show, maintain a little bit of the madness.
This was a fantastic show. I think you're great for the show, and I think it's really going to work. I think we're going to get number one just based off of, obviously, how sexy I am, but... You got the Finstock seal approval.
Do I got to? Oh, great.
Yeah.
Then I can be less offended that he didn't have any of the donuts I brought him for breakfast.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat one.
I can't eat the saturated fat.
Guys, we're wrapping up. We're wrapping up because that's just too much of a disappointment that you would talk to me that way. All right.
Next week, I'll eat the donut.
Great, wonderful, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
at Bob Finstock. Poof.
Keep watching those numbers.
From producers Christian Harloff, Mark Ellis, and the entire Schmoes No Network crew, we would like to thank you for listening to Box Office Breakdown. Special thanks to Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos, the author of Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness, in stores now. To watch or listen to other Schmoes No Network episodes, get movie news, and join the conversation, be sure to visit SchmoesNo.com. And don't forget to rate and review this show on iTunes. I'm the Pit Boss, and this has been a presentation of Schmoes No Network.